And now our digest of this week's new movie releases and what the critics are saying about them. It's compiled by the online magazine Slate. Here is Mark Jordan Legan with summary judgment.
First up in wide release, we have the sequel to the 2002 hit film Ice Age. This time, Ice Age 2, The Meltdown, focuses on the same group of lovable animals, only now the Ice Age is over and the meltdown makes everyone try and work together to survive. You know, like President Bush and the Sierra Club. Ray Romano and Queen Latifah are just a few of the stars to provide voices.
And like it or not, we're going to be one big happy family. I'll be the daddy, Ellie will be the mommy, and Diego will be the uncle who eats the kids who get on my nerves. Now let's move it before the ground falls out from under our feet!
I thought fat guys are supposed to be Charlie.
The nation's critics have generally warmed up to Ice Age 2. Even though the New York Times says creative exhaustion haunts this sequel as the characters face global warming, the Chicago Tribune cheers, this Ice Age is still a good movie, especially for kids, with top-of-the-tech CGI. And the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel finds the film to be a rarity, like The Last of the Woolly Mammoths, a sequel that's as delightful as the original. Next up also in wide release, we have another sequel, folks, Basic Instinct 2. That's right. Sharon Stone is back, so hold on to your ice picks and your underwear.
Catherine, I strongly advise you not to contemplate
that. So, is this where we're going to do it?
Can you believe it's been 14 years since that infamous leg cross? This time, Stone's character is suspected of another murder, only this time in London. David Morrissey takes off his clothes and also stars.
You're not an analyst.
I'm a writer.
Really? What'd you write about?
Oh, the lurid, the sexual, the violent, the basic instincts.
Well, the critics didn't take too kindly to the return of Basic Instinct. Entertainment Weekly is the nicest, saying, it isn't bad exactly, but it lacks the entertaining vulgarity of the first film. However, the majority agree with the Arizona Republic, which gripes, trust your basic instinct and avoid the worst sequel since Staying Alive. And Rolling Stone warns, the laughs to be had in this deliciously awful sequel are all unintentional. And we close with the best reviewed film of the week, and it's about mutated killer slugs. No, really. James Gunn, who adapted the critically acclaimed box office hit Dawn of the Dead, has written and directed Slither.
What's that smell?
Something dead.
A small town finds that a meteor strike brings certain nasty creatures to roost and turns this sleepy burg into a hellish nightmare. Michael Rooker and Elizabeth Banks star.
We're just here to take you to get some help. Right now. And I'm going to stay by you, just like I swore I would.
The critics had a good, scary time and rave. Variety slurps a gleefully nasty and incredibly twisted horror comedy. The Village Voice shouts, Gunn doesn't reinvent the wheel, but he tightens its spokes a bit with some terrifying sequences and a witty deadpan screenplay. And the LA Weekly applauds, the most sensationally scary, funny, creep-out movie since Gremlins.
Mark Jordan Legan is a writer living in Los Angeles.
The day-to-day theme was composed by Greg Smith.
Day-to-day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.